Marvelicious Toys is brought to you in part by Dorkside Toys. At DorksideToys.com, you can get the latest Marvel toys, as well as Star Wars, G.I. Joe, The Walking Dead, and more. Run by toy fans, you can be assured your order will be given great attention and packed with care. Sign up to their social channels now for stock alerts, reviews, and toy and movie news. DorksideToys.com. You'd be a dork not to shop there. Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello and welcome to this issue of Marvelicious Toys. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
And what's going on here? Is this podcast or something?
It might be. I don't know.
And it's been a while.
Yes, it has. You are Justin.
Still.
You forgot to even say that.
Well, hey, you know, out of practice, what are you going to do?
Between Comic-Con screwing up our schedule and then me getting old, yeah, it seems like it's been a while for us. But we are back, tons of new news. While I have not been able to get to a microphone, I don't think we've stopped keeping tabs on what's going on. But yeah, we didn't record because we were in Vegas. Did you know there's an Iron Man slot machine?
I didn't, but at the same time, if there's a property, there's a slot machine of it somewhere. So it doesn't surprise me that there's an Iron Man slot machine. I'll say that.
All it did was make me want to watch the movie more because it was clips from 1 and 2. They've obviously forgot 3.
I think it was put out around the time of 3 because it had Rhodey in the Iron Patriot suit as like a still. So like that early promotional poster was one of the big screens on it, but it didn't have any footage from it. So I think that this was made around the same time as Iron Man 3.
Huh. Is it one of those video slot machines?
Yes, and it's awesome.
It really is a hell of a lot of fun. Jarvis vocalizes the whole thing, and then if you get a main character in the middle of the lines on the 5th wheel, you get a cutscene. And I'd just be sitting there playing, just wanting to see more cutscenes. I mean, when you get Tony Stark, you get the Jericho upgrade, and then it says, you know, this is how Dad did it! And all the missiles come down and turn various things on the spinners to wild cards, and then there's the Black Widow upgrade, which just, she comes out, kicks people's asses, and you get the upgrade. My absolute favorite, though, is the when you get the Iron Man, you get a bunch of free spins. And with each free spin, you get some targets in addition to more money. So every time I'd get that Iron Man, I'd win like $50 to $100. And I'd get him quite regularly, actually. I mean, I'd say twice every time I sat down to play. Anytime I was down too much, Iron Man would show up and make it work. And then you get targets, and then they show you a whole bunch of those drones, and based upon how many targets you get to pick those drones, and each drone has money behind it, anywhere from 20 cents to 20 bucks on the 1X level I was playing.
It sounds like you really have a grasp on like how that pays and plays and all that stuff, because every time I look at those video machines, like just the wind table and how many lines are going all which ways. Like, it just looks like, I mean, I don't know, it looks like a subway junction map or something. I'm just like, I wouldn't even know how I won.
No, I'm convinced it's utterly random, Justin.
I know.
Because it makes no sense. I tried following along and being like, okay, you got to get so many of these. Yeah, no, it's just all bad. Crazy.
Yeah, I understood old school one-armed bandits where you had three wheels, and if you got three of the same thing, you won, and if you didn't, you didn't.
Yeah.
I don't understand the lines things, but I kept going back to the Iron Man one, first of all, because it kept paying out. I kept winning. And second of all, Black Widow. So
well, and, you know, I can't get sick of that scene either where, you know, he said, that's how Dad did it, that's how America does it, and it's worked out pretty well so far.
It really didn't just make me want to come home and watch the trilogy.
And then they had Whiplash, and he would fight Rhodey and Tony, and then you get to pick drones, and it was fun.
Yeah, so that one I played a lot of, and I still don't understand the lines. I feel like such a rat under a Pavlovian experiment at any slot machine. I hate slot machines. Push a wheel, see if I win. Push a wheel, see if I win. It's like, do I get a pellet? Do I get a pellet? Do I get a pellet? So I really didn't play slots except Jurassic Park slot, Michael Jackson slot, Ghostbusters. I won like $150 at Ghostbusters on a $20 in. And I'm like, cash out.
Yeah.
But yes, the Iron Man slots, they were a hell of a lot of fun.
But so yeah, this whole, the whole point of you leaving and going out to find yourself was what? That you were turning the big 4-0, right?
Yes.
Did you find what you were looking for out there? Did you take peyote and head out to the desert? Is that why you were in Nevada?
He had a really good time, I hope. It was such a good time that he sent me flowers after the vacation.
Aww.
We did quite a bit of shopping, but also Marjorie did surprise me on my 40th birthday with an awesome cake that got like over 100 likes on Facebook.
Yeah, quite quick. I was impressed by how many people saw that picture that quickly. That might be our top post on Facebook of all time.
Yeah, it's up to over 150 likes of the Howard the Duck cake.
It was a pretty awesome cake. It looked pretty amazing, if I do say so myself. I didn't bake it, clearly, but...
I couldn't bring myself to cut into it. Plus, I didn't know how. It was an egg.
Yeah, that's my question. Every time I see a cool cake like that, I wonder how do you go about eating it? Like, how much of it's cake and how much of it's that sugary fondant stuff?
This had a nice layer of buttercream with some almond paste over it, actually.
Ah, so like his bill and his cigar, were those like sculpted?
Those were fondant.
All right.
Yeah, they were sculpted. And she even put the little label on his cigar and little burning embers at the end of the cigar.
Nice.
She said it was one of the most fun cakes she's ever made because everyone wants like a Vegas-themed cake in Vegas or boobs, cakes of women peeing, you know, things like that.
Oh, you know, the normal stuff.
Yeah.
What?
She's like, this is awesome. And she said it was a lot of fun to make, and it was exciting for her to make, and she was really happy with how it turned out. Her husband was walking through the lobby of the Bellagio with this giant Howard the Duck cake. And
and strangely, it wasn't the weirdest thing that went through the lobby that morning.
No. The concierge wouldn't hold it, so I had to run down and get it. And here he was standing there attracting all this attention, holding this giant egg that's like as big as a dog.
A small dog. I mean, a chihuahua. This was not a huge cake.
No, it was served about 10 people.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know that a dog is your best reference point because dogs, you know, run the gamut of size. But yeah, you had a picture there next to like a champagne or a wine bottle. I think that gives some pretty good idea of scale. Unless it was one of those joke champagne bottles that's oversized, and then I'm just totally off.
No, it was actually just regular size of wine bottle.
Okay. No, yeah, that looked really cool. It's a true work of art.
It was. I said, next to our wedding cake, it was the best cake I've ever seen.
So did you save the bill and the cigar?
It was all almond paste, no.
Oh, it just ended up melting anyway, huh?
Yeah, I'm getting all over everything. Nah, not worth keeping.
Well, that's a step forward.
I was worried that it would become a collectible and that I'd have to haul this giant egg home with me on the airplane.
She also got me for my gift Viewmaster reels.
Whoa.
I didn't even know there were Howard the Duck Viewmaster reels.
They're unopened.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, what kid was opening up Viewmaster reels of Howard the Duck back in the day?
Not many.
So, and on my birthday, I happened to win an eBay auction. I am now the owner of a second latex Howard head.
Holy Howard. This is getting a little out of control now. Well, the good news there is that there's only a finite amount of stuff that was produced for that movie. So eventually at some point, it's going to run out.
But while we were in Vegas, we did do some shopping for...
The Spectacular Store Report.
Shh, be very quiet. I'm hunting Labbits. The Series 2 of Labbits are out. This one has Iron Man, Wolverine, Spider-Man, Anti-Venom, Carnage, Hulk. We found them at, I didn't even know there were Kid Robot stores, but there was a Kid Robot store near our hotel.
Oh, that's cool.
There were 11 of Labbit, so I, of course, went to eBay and bought a case for 5 of Labbit.
Of course you did.
Oh, these are the smaller ones. What are the bigger ones called?
Labbits.
They're still Labbits, they're just a different scale.
Yeah, and they're not blind box. These are the blind box size.
Right, okay. Yeah, these things still freak me out with their little buttholes.
Now, what we were told by the Kid Robot employee is the Rocket Raccoon large size Labbit that sold out at Comic-Con is out there, but the Kid Robot store had already completely sold out by the time we got there.
But that means it's going to be available at comic shops and other specialty stores at some point.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever get one of those?
No.
They were gone at Comic-Con when we got there, right?
Yeah, by the time I got there, they were totally gone.
There's a big hole in your Labatt collection, Marjorie.
I know. I have to have the Rocket Raccoon with a butthole.
Well, here it is, 8% off, boom, now that butthole is filled.
Yay!
Just leave that sit there.
But we get back from Vegas, and what the heck? It's Halloween already?
Yeah, Toys R Us and Walgreens.
It's fall, don't you know? Pumpkin spice is everywhere.
It was not even fall when I was seeing Halloween costumes put out at Toys R Us, and they had a ton of costumes out. Kick-ass Winter Soldier outfit.
Well, I think that Justin should talk Rory into dressing as Winter Soldier, because it would make me happy.
Maybe. She doesn't know what she wants to be. That might be kind of cool. Yeah, there's so many costumes and candy and everything out that I've, for the entire month of September, been under the delusion that it's October. It's just out of control.
Yeah, there's quite a bit. Marjorie even sent me an outfit to a dog Thor costume.
That was because I'm buying that for one of our dogs. You just get to pick which one. I'm going to have Thor Wawa.
Will it fit? Like, that's my problem. We have a couple small dogs, and you look at something on the rack, and it's like, oh, that's pretty small, and you bring it home, it's still big on them.
Yeah, there is an ill-fitted Princess Leia outfit that I bought for our dogs, and none of them fit into it.
But in the Toys R Us Halloween costumes, I found a couple curiosities. Because Toys R Us is stocked up like it's Christmas time already.
And that it is Christmas time. One had a couple of Christmas trees sitting out the other day.
Oh, dear God. But in with the Halloween costumes were some Hasbro items, including the Super Soldier Gear Mega Pack. It's a Toys R Us exclusive, but you know all the silly Super Soldier Gear stuff that we've seen? The helmet and the shield and the various accoutrements?
Yeah.
You can get it all in one pack for $49.99.
Huh.
It does not have the pieces that come with the figures, but the wrist blaster and the goggles and all the other stuff. I did go back and price it. I don't think it's that big of a savings right off the bat, because the helmet was around $20, the shield was around $20. It might save you like $7. But if Toys R Us has sales, as they're want to do, it might be a way to get all of that crap really cheap.
Yeah, and that might be a smart way to do it now. You know, I mean, for Halloween, some kids might talk a parent into that being their costume, so.
Sadly, they'd still need the outfit.
Yeah, you get the helmet and the shield, but you're right, you still need the fake muscle quilted outfit for the finishing touches.
Those aren't real muscles on those little 8-year-olds that come to my door?
Sometimes they are.
They're roiding real early these days.
I gotta tell you, every time I see these costumes with the fake muscles, even the kid sizes, I'm half tempted to put it on. I just know I'll end up ripping a sleeve and have to buy it, but...
I'll buy it for you if you're gonna put it on and take pictures.
Alright, who am I gonna be this year?
How about Star-Lord, who has an 8-pack quilted outfit?
He does have an 8-pack, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, there was no need to add abs to that costume, it's under a leather jacket.
But they did it anyway.
But did you see Chris Pratt's abs? Because they were pretty damn good.
Yeah, but they weren't popping through his coat. Maybe they should make it so the coat opens and then you have like his bare abdomen there. That's where you can put the 6-pack.
The only one that makes any sense on is Hulk. Hulk, you need the quilted muscles.
Well, yeah.
But Wolverine, especially, like, why are they putting a 6-pack on Iron Patriot?
You're right. Like, I can forgive Captain America because he has kind of a skin-tight outfit on. I can even see Wolverine. I mean, that's his comic-based outfit, and he's got bulging muscles. But the armored guys and Winter Soldier, no. They don't have muscles popping through those outfits.
Well, also at Toys R Us, they just loaded up with a ton of crap toys and a ton of clearance. Now, I did break down and pick up all of those Walmart-exclusive Spider-Man Hot Wheels cars, because they had really cool car art, and there was a Chase one, and there was an eBay auction, and there might have been some drinking involved. And it was limited. You know, aren't collections easier when they're finite, Justin? Like, we've talked about this with the Artifacts Plus statues. You know how many Avengers you're getting. You can have a whole set of Avengers, and you're done and walk away.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I felt about the Hot Wheels cars that were at Walmart. And then they found out they were coming out with a whole line of these Hot Wheels cars. And I'm like, oh boy, what have I done? What have I opened here? And then now they're at Toys R Us and I'm like, easy pass. Their card art is generic. At the best thing I can say about it is it makes me long for the old blue Marvel Universe cards, but it doesn't have the cool comic covers that the Walmart ones had. And now they're bringing out Hot Wheels racetracks that don't really have a whole lot to do with the characters. It's kind of semi-inspired by the character, but I think I found the one Rocket Raccoon collectible Marjorie doesn't want.
Yeah, the race car tracks really aren't loosely based, more any more so or less than the cars. It's just they slapped some paint on it and said, hey, it's a Hulk car because it's green. If you follow that logic, this is Hulk-themed tissues.
You know, I saw these at Target as well, too, on an end cap, and I think you hit it right on the head. It feels like they took a Hot Wheels card and a MU card, cut them in half, and just glued them together.
Yes. That's a great way to put it. It is just, there's nothing about the card art that inspires me. And back when we started the show, and they, remember they had all the Iron Man 2 cars out there?
Oh, yeah.
I picked up one of those just because I liked the paint scheme and skipped all the rest. And here, maybe there'll be one, and again, it might be the Iron Man one with the red and gold, or possibly the Venom one. The Venom one's kind of kick-ass, but by and large, I gotta like the car, not the card, because these cards, they just look like they went to the Marvel clip art book. All right, we need Iron Man, here's Iron Man. We need Thor, here's Thor.
These don't do anything for me. I mean, obviously, neither of us are Hot Wheels collectors, and like these are things that we might, you know, pick up on a whim, but maybe this is hitting kids where they live, kids who like cars and Marvel. You know, when I was a kid, if they came out with cool Star Wars Hot Wheels cars, I would have been all over it. But there's nothing here that seems collectible or wanting to keep them displayed anywhere to me.
But last week, Toys R Us did have a good sale on Marvel stuff. I got an email from them, and the more you spent, the more you saved, as those things are wont to be. It was online only, but you'd basically get anywhere from 20 to 33% off, depending how much you spent. I decided to go and get a couple things. Now, I still have never found an all-new X-Men box set that has paint that I would consider not horrendous.
It's because they don't exist.
But I did need to swap my Jean Grey because mine had lipstick all over her face, and I knew that there were better Jean Greys out there. They've marked down that set to $59.99, and my store finally sold out of them.
Oh, that's incentive for me because I did see that they were marked down. And this is the second markdown. They did like a slight one a few weeks ago down to like $83. And I was like, well, that's nobody's even going to notice that you marked that down. And then now that they have it down to $60, I was like, eh, one more cut and I'll pick one of you up.
Well, if you pick it up online, which is what I did because I do want a second one to mix and match the best figures, $15 off, $50 or more, took it down to $45.
But then shipping again, or is free shipping on that?
Free shipping.
Well, look at that. That might be my sweet spot, $45.
But then I also happened to throw in a couple pairs of foam Hulk hands, which actually took my discount up. And in the final checkout, I got that X-Men box set for $25.
What is up with you and Hulk hands lately?
Well, I happened to win a few more eBay auctions. I kind of feel bad for winning them because the guy in the listing, this guy was like a mega Hulk fan. He had so much Hulk merchandise up there, and I was watching like 20 of his auctions, and in each one it's like, it breaks my heart to part with this, but I'm going through a divorce and I need this money for a lawyer.
Oh.
And we've talked on this show before about the cost of the good Hulk hands, the ones from the Ang Lee movie that make the sound.
Right.
Best Hulk hands ever.
Yeah, I mean, those go new in box, usually around 80 or so on eBay. And who wants loose Hulk hands, right?
I don't even like that you can try them in the store. You don't know whose hands have been in those hands.
Well, this guy had an auction going for 6 pairs of Hulk hands. Here's the catch. Each pair was different. He was that kind of a collector. He was a collector after my own heart. He had the even the Chase Abomination Hulk hands with this. And all of these were mint in box, never used. It was from Hulk Classics, Ang Lee Hulk, Incredible Hulk, Abomination Hulk, Walmart Exclusive Hulk, and Avengers the Harder Foam Hulk, and the Avengers Fabric and Softer Hulk Hands. This guy, I love him. Well, apparently nobody wanted six pairs of Hulk Hands, because I was able to get it for barely over the price of one pair of Hulk Hands.
Wow.
Yes, now we just have to find a truck to get them from the post office.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's going to be a big box.
But that meant the only Hulk Hands I was missing are the two new pairs that Toys R Us had online, including their exclusive red Hulk Hands. I mean, you can't have Abomination Hands and not have red Hulk Hands, right?
What do the Abomination one looks like? Do they have like long fingernails and darker green? Are they scaly?
This makes it sound like Arnie's life is so complicated, right?
They're brown and mottled with fingernails. They're actually really awesome.
Oh, yeah. Those look like those might be fabric, too.
And they were Walmart exclusive, it looks like.
Nice.
I even got a couple Hulk Ang Lee movie props out of this guy. Not the coolest props in the world. It was a pair of glasses worn by the guy Bruce Banner runs in to save, and a plaque off General Thunderbolt Ross's wall. But hey, screen used movie props.
Hey, there you go.
So yeah, I had to pick up those other Hulk Hands and the Marvel Legends set.
Something you thought you'd never say, but you are now complete on Hulk Hands.
But also that went on sale that week, because that was the week we were on vacation out in Vegas and thereabouts doing some other things in the area. But Captain America came out on Blu-ray that week, and so Walgreens jumped on board by marking down Asian Venom.
It all makes sense if you think about it. Well, if you don't think about it, it maybe makes a little sense. Okay, forget it. They were $15, you know?
And they were easy to find in our area. I mean, in Vegas, around Vegas, here in town, everywhere I went, I found Venoms now. But he kind of suffers from the paint job problem of the X-Men, doesn't he? That white is not very well applied.
I mean, I think there's some variation from figure to figure that I think you could probably find some good ones if you dug through enough of them.
I dug through six at ours, and they all had bad paint. It's like the white they used needed like two coats or three coats.
Yeah.
And they needed to paint in the lines. That's the other problem.
Well, something like this where it's Agent Venom and, like, you know, he's kind of rough and gritty anyway. Like, it doesn't bother me as much. You know, he's not supposed to be smooth and sharp lines. So it doesn't stick out that bad. But you know what? You're right. Like, I feel silly for even thinking for a minute these were going to be hard to find. Because these are going to be on clearance at Walgreens, I guarantee you. One Walgreens I went into had 24 of them sitting there.
Really? Ours just had six.
And I was surprised that on sale for $15 in Las Vegas in a touristy area, they still had two left.
Yeah. You know what I did see? It was kind of cool. They were shipping some other figures like we talked about earlier when we first learned about this. But I saw Carnage making his way back out there and Black Cat. So, you know, some harder to find figures were only $15 last week if you found them.
I haven't seen any of those, but I have seen online that others found them.
So how many copies of Captain America do you currently own now, Arnie? Because I know you had quite a few exclusives that you were trying to track down.
Wait, are we talking US-only versions?
Well, last time we talked about how you got one from Amazon.co.uk, right? Or .uk.co, however that works. That's why, yes. I can't shop there. I don't know how to get to it.
I'll send you a link.
Are you just pushing buttons on the keyboard? I don't know how to get there!
So we started off with one before it was even released in the States. What are we up to now?
Well, you know, it's kind of different because I'm giving some away and I'm eBaying some iTunes codes and whatnot. But at my peak, at the absolute peak, 9.
I guessed 8, so I was doing pretty good. And that's not including digital copies. That's just physical copies.
Wait, 8 might be... No, 9 because of the UK. When we last recorded, we didn't know what the Walmart exclusive was going to be. little did I know it was going to be a Kick You in the Balls exclusive, because they finally realized, hey, what makes comics sell well? Variant chase covers. So let's do that. Let's do 5 different Walmart exclusive covers of clip art we already have sitting around, 1 per character. I was on vacation. I was turning 40. I didn't have time to think about it. I didn't want to stand there and decide which ones I get. Definitely Winter Soldier, right? I mean, it's the Winter Soldier.
Right.
But Cap, yeah, you got to get Cap, right? Absolutely on Cap. But Black Widow is kind of one of my character focuses, so I'm not a ScarJo fan, but I'm a Black Widow fan. All right, so, but, oh, come on, Samuel L., Eminem, and Jackson, all right, got to get, but Falcon probably stole that movie, right? So.
Let me ask you this. If there was one with Robert Redford on the cover, would have you gotten that one too?
I would have bought 2 of that.
I'm just trying to find where the line is.
There's no line. I don't know why you think there's a line, Justin. How long have we known you?
Sitwell. Agent Sitwell, I would not have bought the cover of.
All right.
But Gary Shandling, I would have, just because it would have been so hysterical.
That would have been great. I might make you one of those.
Now, there is a big problem, and we actually just got home from Vegas, so I have not been able to investigate this personally. But I might have gotten swindled on one of these copies.
Why? At Walmart?
Target. Target's exclusive, you know, they always have that bonus content, and usually Target gives you an extra disc, a physical disc. I like that. I feel like I'm getting something for it, right?
Right.
This time it was a digital download code.
Hmm.
And you would be able to download creating the visual effects for Captain America, the Winter Soldier. But a ton of people have come to our Facebook page and other Facebook pages, code no work.
Somebody done screwed up.
Now, I'm sitting back and I'm like, I'm going to get to it. I'll deal with it at that time in the next couple weeks before the return period expires. But maybe it was a day of launch snafu. But there was that. Then there was the Best Buy Steelbook. What's really funny, though, is I don't feel like the 5 Captain America discs were the worst expenditure of this release. Because, again, I can eBay the digital codes, I can eBay the extra discs and just keep the cases. You know, I don't need 7 of the same exact disc. I need at least 3 for redundancy, but 7's a little bit much.
Yeah, 7 gets weird.
Especially when I know they're going to come out with a Phase 2 briefcase box set or something. But by buying this, I now have the ability to buy the Captain America plush characters.
Yay! That makes me happy, because I want the little homeless-looking Winter Soldier.
You sure?
It's kind of hideous, isn't it?
I actually think they're really cute. I saw them at Comic-Con. I'm like, yes, that. I thought they were an unannounced Marvel Store exclusive. And I'm like, wow, they didn't announce the best thing they have here. But it was just a preview. But, man, these things... 35 a plush?
Whoa.
Plus 7 shipping?
They're a little pricey.
If you get all 3, you get a discount, mostly on shipping. It's 100 for 3 plushes and then only 9 in shipping.
That's a little overpriced and I can't justify that.
Oh, so I shouldn't have ordered them?
You did order them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right. Then it's okay. Why would you stop now?
You said you wanted the homeless-looking Winter Soldier. You didn't say you wanted him up to a certain price.
I thought you'd be reasonable.
I thought I was. I was getting my wife what she wanted.
Aw, then it's acceptable.
See how that works, guys? But next up, I mean, we just finished Amazing Spider-Man, all those releases. Then we had Captain America with all those releases. But in just about a month, Days of Future Past.
How many do we have to buy?
Fortunately, nobody has announced variant covers. And we may even be able to skip the Walmart. They have an exclusive digital Days of Future Past comic. But from the pictures I see, I don't know what makes it exclusive. It looks like the same Days of Future Past comic that is digital from the 80s. So I gotta find out more about that. Best Buy has nice packaging with lithographs. Amazon, I've already pre-ordered the Magneto Helmet Edition. Target is getting the Metal Pack, aka Steelbook, since they had all of the X-Men movies in Steelbook earlier this summer when the movie came out, so they're getting that one to match the other releases. And then Amazon.co.uk has an exclusive.
Maybe Justin can get there someday.
Someday.
It's all the X-Men movies in the Cerebro helmet, and I don't know what happened, but when I put that in my cart for checkout. For some reason, it checked out for £20 less than it was listed at.
Wow.
And that's like $100, so I'll take that.
It's like $300. I mean, I'm not sure about the conversion rate, but...
Well, Justin, I figure you are the most excited of all, speaking of X-Men movies.
Dare we believe? Is it official?
It's official.
Wow. There's been so many rumors, so many false rumors for so many years.
But there's going to be a Deadpool live-action movie. I do have some bad news for you, though. It's in February of 2016.
Who's playing Deadpool?
They haven't announced that yet. It's believed that it will be Ryan Reynolds because what they think is that the footage leaked during Comic-Con finally got Fox off their collective asses.
Mm-hmm.
But it's coming out in February. Can I name a couple other movies by 20th Century Fox that came out in January, February?
Okay.
Daredevil.
Mm.
Elektra. was Ghost Rider a Fox film? No, that was Columbia, so lucked out there. But Daredevil and Elektra, 20th Century Fox, February, January releases. So it means they don't have a whole lot of faith in this movie they're just beginning to make.
Maybe February is the new May.
Maybe February is where you put out a rated R movie that you know is going to have trouble with the box office that you want to get out anyway. Instead of shoving it in the summertime and competing against all those ones, you put out a rated R Deadpool movie in February, then you sell the hell out of the DVD in summer.
That could be. Let's hope. We're going to find out a lot more, but as of this recording, it was just announced that is definitely happening. So I wasn't sure. I mean, at one point I felt you might need to change your pants. You'd be so excited. On the other hand, I thought you might feel this is the continuing exploitation and commercialization of your favorite niche character.
Well, I mean, it's gone well beyond that at this point. I mean, we're beyond Deadpool being just a niche character anymore. And I'm cautiously excited for this, especially if it is in the same vein as that leaked test footage. And I'll be honest, I like Ryan Reynolds. I've always thought he was a funny guy. Like, Waiting is one of the funniest movies to me. So if it has that flavor all the way through, I'll be happy. If we start approaching February 2016 and things start falling through and they get somebody else to write it, and I don't know. It just, once we get more information about who's on board and where they're going with it, I'll allow myself to get more officially excited.
Well, finally, with the movie stuff, Marjorie, you've been just bringing home random Guardians of the Galaxy items. It's like every time you go grocery shopping, you come home with something new for me to photo in the studio.
I'm sorry.
That water bottle, I had to lay under a black sheet on the ground. It was so reflective. But Marjorie has gone whole hog into Guardians. She has pillows and sleep pants and...
Here's what happened.
I think if they made Rocket Raccoon slippers, she would be wearing them.
Those are a fabulous idea. Why doesn't somebody make those? Yeah. Or Groot slippers.
Those might be a little uncomfortable. Oh, but I actually have a slipper material. Okay.
Yeah, slipper material. Because that's an official fabric, slipper material. Not stripper material, slipper material.
Yeah, if it was made out of bark, it would put a whole new spin on the phrase, my dogs are barking.
Fantastic.
But I did bring home from the giant Walmart display, which is funny because people must have known I was into the movie because I started getting texts and Facebook posts. Hey, Marjorie, do you see this? And it was at Walmart. Only one of our Walmarts in town had it, but they had a giant display up by the checkouts with pillows, sleep pants, coffee cups, water bottles, and all kinds of stuff like that. Hats, t-shirts, and stuff like that. So I did opt for the fabulous 80s themed Guardians of the Galaxy sleep pants. And then I did buy the Rocket Raccoon pillow and the Star-Lord pillow.
Nice.
Yeah, it's kind of sweet. Although I wonder if there was something we were supposed to see in the movie that wasn't, or if Walmart just has a clueless marketing department and they're like, holy crap, this movie's huge. Guys, we got to get some merchandise out now. Because you flip over Rocket Raccoon because it's just his head and it's like a big plush pillow. It's really soft. And on the back it says, oh yeah, little dude can fly. One, raccoons don't fly.
He had a jetpack on in the picture.
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, that's weird. That's not from the movie.
No, not at all. I think it's somebody not knowing what the hell's going on who had to make some merchandise quick.
And speaking of other things, the Hallmark Itty Bitties are starting to show up, and these things are selling out as fast as they get in at Hallmarks.
They're really cute. They're these just a little tiny weird shape. They have little tiny arms. They've got beans on the bottom so they stand up. They're super soft, and they're really cute. I picked up Spider-Man, Captain America, Hulk, and Iron Man.
I think that's the full set, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, well, this was released as part of Superhero September at Hallmark. We could get a bunch of greeting cards for Guardians as well as all their ornaments and such.
There's Guardians greeting cards?
Yeah.
Oh.
You'll have to send me one.
Someone just needs to send me random cards. The address is on our website. Somebody just send me cards. I like to get cards. I never get mail.
But to get back to figures, let's head to...
Sales to Astonish!
So while in Vegas, I was watching all those Hulk auctions, but there was one auction I was really watching. Part of me nervous because I was winning, part of me worried about not winning.
I know which one you're talking about.
A whole bunch of never-released and prototype figures has made its way to eBay in, Rhode Island. I wonder what's in Rhode Island. Oh, wait, Hasbro's in Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was sealed on card the Puck Build-A-Figure series Rogue, who was the switch-out figure for Emma Frost that never switched out. I went even higher for her than I did for the Phoenix 5 Cyclops.
And that was pretty high at the time.
That was uncomfortably high.
There was a certain point during this where I just stopped asking.
There was one time where I'm just like, screw you for outbidding me. I'm going to bid $100 more just to up your bid. Oh, crap, I'm winning.
Oh.
I will say this. My high bid was only in the ballpark of half the final win. I cannot believe it when it ended at $2,820. That is almost double what the Phoenix 5 Cyclops went for. And I was not the high bidder, nor the second high bidder. There are two mofos out there far crazier than I am.
Yeah. Oh, that's just sickening. I mean, what if you bought this and then in a month from now, these show up at TJ Maxx?
That would be amusing.
Well, this is a prototype. Still has, like, the markings on the forehead from Hasbro, as I understand it.
Or a marking somewhere. There's other ones that these guys, whoever has these, put up that have visible handwritten numbers on foreheads. But I'm not seeing one on Rogue here.
Well, that's true. I'm not either. But so here's the thing that gets me. Is I talked to Dwight at Comic-Con. We talked about this on the show. And he said all of the X-Men that are not out, he'd like to see out. Even Phoenix 5 Cyclops. He said the Phoenix 5 Cyclops is a long shot because of the costume, but if they can get two waves of figures out for Days of Future Past, then, and they might be able to get that out. It's Marvel saying just don't put out X-Men figures. But the fact is, the door is open. This figure could come out. Not with a Puck body, not on this card, but this figure could come out. And I couldn't live with myself if I spent $3,000. That's the price of a cheap Yugo.
You know what? You couldn't live with me either.
Noted.
And, you know, being a production sample, sure, it might be one of a kind, two of a kind. There might be 10 of them. Who knows? But, man, that's just crazy gamble of an investment for something that may or may not hold its value over the years. You know, in 10 years, Zim, we'd be like, hey, you remember the unfinished Wolverine line of variants? That scares me. That's collecting beyond my capacity right there.
Mine too. And I mean, sometimes I get a little hyped and I go
sometimes
into stupid money.
Sometimes.
But that was like, hell's no. Like when I lost the Phoenix 5 Cyclops, I was kicking myself because I'm like, what if I'd gone $20 higher? This, I'm like, crap, I wouldn't have gone within 1,000 of what this sold for. I like Rogue, but no.
At the end of the day, it's still just a $2.50 piece of plastic, you know?
I was really mad, though, because the same lister then put up the Moon Knight and Ant-Man comic 2-pack sample.
See, I told you that existed.
And I really wanted it, and I was watching it. I was ready to bid hundreds. and he privately sold it off eBay and canceled the auction.
Oh, that's kind of a bummer.
I have no idea how much, but I guarantee you he sold it for less than what I would have paid him. So if you're listening out there, you screwed yourself. And maybe mostly you.
Now, is it the same seller that came up with the other variants from this wave, too, with the Iron Fist and Sentry?
It is. Did the Archangel ever make it out from the Hitmonkey series? I honestly couldn't remember.
No, the variant never made it out, but I don't think it was that huge of a deal because that color scheme was available in the Comic-Con exclusive set. So that one was out there for people who absolutely had to have it. So it's not like it was only ever shown and then never made available.
Right, because he put out a lot of these figures, and what they said over at MarvelToyNews.com is it's a shame he didn't list them a month earlier before we all knew Sentry and Iron Fist are finding a release anyway.
Exactly, and that's just the stuff in the first wave we know is coming. So I wonder if, you know, some of these other ones are getting mixed in to future waves. Obviously, like you said, not on the original cards, but, you know, the figure themselves will be, or potentially be coming down the pipe.
And also on eBay, I found there are new Family Dollar-ish 5-point of articulation figures, Thor and Loki. Are you going to hunt for these? They're on the old Marvel Universe cards. Those are the kind of nostalgic in that way.
Oh, by hunting, if you mean like in 3 weeks from now, I find myself near a Family Dollar, will I peek for them? Maybe. But no, I'm not going to go crazy looking for these. That Thor is the same Thor that was out previously. We have this Thor. The Loki.
Yeah, the Loki's brand new and possibly one of the better Lokis they've done.
Yeah. Removable helmet. That's kind of crazy.
I like the gold and the green and the cape. It's a nice Loki.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I don't know how accurate it is or if this body came from somewhere else or they had somebody close their eyes and sculpt the details on there, but.
Yeah, I don't think it's that common. I think this is brand new because an eBay search only showed me one guy selling it for a crazy high amount of money.
Wait a second.
I may have an answer for you. It looks like this may be the Avengers Assemble 5-point of articulation Loki with a different paint scheme. The gold chest pieces look the same with the little angles out on them. And he had a removable helmet as well.
I never saw this figure. Did you ever see this figure?
No, I didn't see this figure.
Yeah, it's the same figure repainted without his scepter. Or maybe it is in that other one. I don't know. But yeah, it's a repaint of this figure that I didn't know existed. Yeah, it must be somewhat rare. I mean, it's going for $23 by it now.
Wow.
Maybe that line got canceled quietly before everything got out.
Now I gotta look. Avengers Assemble Loki. What rabbit hole have I taken us down? It's at Toy Wiz for pre-order for $12.99. So what other Avengers Assemble pre-orders do they have? They have a new Iron Man coming and Loki coming. The Iron Man is Repulsor Blast Iron Man in the Marvel Now colors.
I'm sorry, what?
Marvel Now colors.
Thank you. Oh, I wasn't sure what you were talking about.
Oh, yeah, I see. Black and gold with the red arc.
So I think that this Loki is going to show up more in the future just because there's very few even eBay auctions with him.
Yeah. Toy Wiz is saying ships in September, so they're probably getting pretty close to coming out.
Well, speaking of new figures going up for order, our sponsor Dorkside Toys has a ton of new stuff. I placed a pretty big order with them. Just some great stuff. First of all, that Marvel Select Cable that I think we both drooled over at Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah.
Up for pre-order, only $20.99 at Dorkside Toys. $5 off MSRP.
Nice. They also have the awesome dancing Funko Groot, potted Groot over there, too, for only $9.99.
That thing is so stinking cute, it's not even funny.
I think it's required to own that.
Yes.
Yeah, they had that one. They have the Fabrication Fuzzy Rocket Raccoon,
which is amazingly cute.
They have the whole new wave of Funko Pop vinyls, Cyclops, Magneto, Mystique, Storm, Colossus, and the damn cool Professor X.
Yeah, his hover chair.
And if you missed out on that Loot Crate Dancing Groot, they have him. It's a premium because it was a Loot Crate exclusive, but they do have him available as well.
Did you buy him?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
And most importantly, they have the Howard the Duck pop vinyl. I may have ordered more than one.
Backups, redundancy, right?
Yeah. So all of that is up now at Dorkside Toys. Go there, use the link from our homepage. Great guys shipping great stuff and just tons of cool new stuff. Also, one other pop vinyl that's gone up. Justin, did you see the X-Men outfit Deadpool?
Yes, the blue and yellow.
Yep, what'd you think of him?
Obligated is the word, I guess, I'm looking for. I mean, I've come this far with pop vinyl Deadpools. I don't see why I would stop now. But, I mean, at least that one is different enough that just looking at it, you can see that there's a difference rather than like, ooh, that one might have glow-in-the-dark eyes or something. So I appreciate it in that aspect.
Yes, it is also up at dorksidetoys.com. So I've ordered him as well. Speaking of Deadpool...
This just in. News from the web!
It looks like, Justin, tomorrow's the day of decision for you. I already know which way I'm going on this. But Sideshow last week put up a contest to win the 12-inch Deadpool figure. Their pattern seems to be 7 days after they put up the contest, they put up the figure.
All right.
There will probably be an exclusive version. We'll have some extra accessories or word balloons or something. Maybe a spare head. Where are you coming down on Sideshow's 12-inch Deadpool?
Now, I just want to say, Justin, before you answer, when you didn't get the other Deadpool...
The premium format.
With the bullet base, you kind of kicked yourself.
I did. And this, it still comes down to price for me, you know? If it's reasonably priced, then yeah, I'm going to pull the trigger. But, I don't know, being Sideshow, I kind of get the feeling that it could be anywhere from $99...
Nope.
Up to $249. So I don't know where it's going to land in there.
I'd start at $199 and end at $249. Maybe $179 if they want us, you know, the first taste is cheapest.
Yeah. Well, we'll soon enough know. You'll be the first one to know if I decide to flex play that Deadpool.
The Deadpool looked kind of nice, but the other ones they're showing don't. So it's actually real easy for me to not jump into that line.
Yeah, it's definitely not an all-in type of thing.
But I got really nervous. We were in Vegas, and my phone rings. It's a number I don't know, and I'm just going to let it go to voicemail because I figure they're calling about my Viagra or whatever, Selitra, whatever prescription they call about now. Don't you get those? Just, we're calling about your prescription. I don't have one!
No, it sounds like you're part of a phishing scam.
Yeah, I am. I very much am. How is your Selitra working for you? I don't take it! So it's great. Stop freaking calling me. So that's what I figure. So this weird phone number comes. I'm just going to let it go to voicemail. Marjorie answers it. It's Sideshow. They're calling me.
Seeing why you haven't called to complain about anything lately? Or... It's a well-being check.
Are you okay? And no, it also wasn't saying, by the way, that exclusive Thor you've been waiting for is going up for pre-order on your birthday. Which I did order. But they were just calling, and it made me very nervous. They go, yes, well, we were just calling to see if you've received and if everything's okay with your Hot Toy Silver Centurion Iron Man. What is wrong with the Iron Man? What did you do? I mean, come on, if they didn't call me to see if Gwen Stacy fell over, how problematic is the Silver Centurion that they're calling me for a return? And I'm like, I don't even know if I got it. I've been on vacation for quite some time, but I will let you know when I get home. And immediately got home, tore into that box. Oh, he's glorious. He looks great. I don't know what the problem was. I don't know why they're calling. I did check some online forums and talk to some other collectors. I wasn't the only person they called, but they certainly didn't call everyone who ordered it.
Random spot check, maybe?
They should do that with Gwen Stacy.
Well, they already know yours is bad.
I still don't have a good one. I just got shipping notice yesterday on number 3.
Wow.
They only made 3,500 of them. Got 3,300 and some to go.
And eventually you'll have gone through most of them.
Well, speaking of customer service, Play Imaginative.
We're getting somewhere, aren't we?
They posted on Facebook an image of boxes with glorious art from Adi Granov. And I'm going to say these boxes look so good, it made me want to go buy the Mark 42 Iron Man and the War Machine Mark II.
Did you? Are you able to? At this point, I'm not even sure how you purchase these things anymore.
Why would you purchase them? They're never going to come.
Oh, no, they're getting closer. They have packaging. That means it's for real now.
Let's check the Yes Anime site. At Yes Anime site, can I order this? I have until... I have no idea. It says the pre-order closing date was sometime in 2013, but yet it says pre-order. I don't know. I'll just check Big Bad Toy Store or eBay.
Yeah.
At this point, Yes Anime, you've made your site too hard. I actually have somebody's business card from there. I could just call them. But the boxes look really nice.
They do.
Look at that art. Adi Granov rocks.
It's impressive. And you're right. Like, just looking at these awesome pieces of art, it almost makes you want to buy more. I don't think I'm ready to pull the trigger on the Mark 42 just yet. But man.
Just seeing the boxes, you want to, don't you?
I know. I mean, for the last year, we've been picking on these guys because they've been missing ship dates. But come on, the thing that got us excited about this product was the quality. We were calling these miniature hot toys from the beginning. And seeing this type of packaging, they're carrying that right through to the shelf. You know, they're going for high quality packaging to put a high quality figure in. So I'll be interested to see how it's packaged in there. Is that like a slip sleeve box, or do you think it opens up with magnets? Time will tell.
Allegedly, it's going to be put in there.
Yeah, admittedly, one of the top comments on the boxes is, I ordered, I waited, I gave up, I canceled.
Oh, was that you, Marjorie?
No, I did not cancel.
My 39th birthday gift is still coming someday.
Yes.
Hopefully, I'm still alive. Keeping with these new companies and high-end orders, have you heard of XM Studios, Justin?
Are they affiliated with XM Radio?
No. No, they're not.
No, I haven't.
They are yet another company in the quarter-scale figure market. So right there with Sideshow and Gentle Giant and whoever that company is that makes the Blade Reaper.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember their name.
Neither can I. Because they wanted $2,500 for one. But this company is not able to ship to the States. They do not have an American license. But they are making some of the most badass quarter scale figures on the market. I'd heard about them with their Iron Man. It went up for sale at Big Bad Toy Store. I think we even talked about it. And we're like, who's XM Studios? They were brand new at that time. They really caught my eye with this Black Widow they came out with, though. Quarter scale, comic inspired, with a really detailed base.
Yeah, it's like a part of a gate or a fence with a lamppost at the top.
And sadly, I hesitated on ordering that.
Why?
Because it was $659 after import fees at Big Bad Toy Store.
Yikes.
I don't know why you hesitate. We've learned things from you hesitating. This one's about $300.
But take a look at the one Marvel Toy News posted some photos of, the Jean Grey Phoenix.
It's pretty cool.
This must be the most awesome statue of all time.
And it's not even painted yet.
I know, but look at the Phoenix behind her.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. We always talk about, you know, adding some dynamics and some motion into these type of statues. Look at the way her sash around her waist is whipping around her.
Yeah, I can't imagine what this looks like painted. It's so amazing.
Yeah, so they've really got my attention now. They don't have my money yet because the only place in the States that's getting them is Big Bad Toy Store. And the only one they're not sold out of at Big Bad Toy Store is Hulk. And their Hulk is okay. It looks good. I got quite a few Hulks. I got like four coming from Sideshow. And the Mark 42 Iron Man, it got lost, because even Play Imaginative is doing quarter scale Iron Man.
Yeah.
But They also have the Captain America, and one that I didn't even know about until I saw it was sold out on Big Bad Toy Store site. This kick-ass Magneto on a throne made of a Sentinel hand.
Oh, that's cool.
That is some pretty badass sculpting there.
Yeah, there's some attitude in that sculpt.
So keep an eye on our Facebook page. I'll let everyone know when the Phoenix is up for order after I've ordered mine.
And I'll look on from the sideline at yet another highly costing collectible.
Hey, the more Sideshow makes things that fall over and break, the more I'll have money for XM Studios.
There you go. You'll just replace.
And finally, a last bit of news. Getting back to action figures. There are new legends on the horizon. What I've read on Facebook is they're on a boat, and they will be here before the end of September.
Oh, that's right around the corner.
This is the Target exclusive Legends 3-pack we saw with Radioactive Man, Ms. Marvel, and Captain America.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for two of those.
You know, I've heard that expression a lot, and I agreed with you. But one of our listeners pointed out that he completely disagrees. And you've been collecting Legends a lot longer than I have, Justin. So let me give you his thought, and you tell me what you think. He said it is the closest to an original Legends cap that he has seen in years. Because we've gotten Bucky Cap, Ultimate Cap, Marvel Now Cap. But for an original cap, the closest you can get is in a Face-Off 2-pack with Red Skull that goes for over $100 online.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. It's just, I'm a little capped out in the 6-inch scale right now. But hey, I agree. That's a very good point. That this is a costume that has not been represented for years. I think it's been since Toy Biz had them.
Yeah, that would be the 2-pack. That would be a Toy Biz 2-pack.
Yeah.
So we've gotten all these movie caps, but we haven't gotten a classic comic cap from Hasbro ever. So there are a contingent of people, and after talking to William, I'm one of them, who's very excited even for another Captain America, because it's a totally new Captain America.
And I'm noticing now that he does come with two heads, so that's kind of cool. We get a classic Steve Rogers head in there, too.
I'm a sucker for Captain America, and I can't tell you why. I love any and all cap figures. There's very few I don't like.
Well, I tell you, I got excited enough to run to a few Targets and plug in that DPCI number to see if anybody had them yet. And they don't, but the price came up, which I was kind of wondering where this would be priced at. And I was kind of surprised to see that it's an even $50, which I think that's a pretty fair price because, you know, with the cost of these being right around $21, $22, depending on where you go, I could have seen them asking for $60 or more for this 3-pack.
I wouldn't have blinked at $75. I mean, Toys R Us would charge $23 a figure or so.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, $50 is a good price for a 3-pack like this.
Now, if you wonder what we're talking about, the DPCI is the internal SKU for Target items. So every item in Target has this. Now, how you find it is a lot of times at Targets, they have the little red machines next to the call a team member sign where you can punch in a number and it'll tell you if there's any in stock. It'll tell you the aisle location. If it's in the back room, it'll tell you it's in the back room. So that's how you get it at Target. Now, they also have a thing where you can scan items, too, at the same machine. It'll also tell you if there's more in the back. Now, get your pen and paper ready, because here's the number. 087061200.
You know what's great about these numbers is once you've pulled this trick for a few years, you start to recognize a pattern. So I think 08706 is
that's toys.
Hasbro. Or is that Toys or is that Hasbro, I think?
It must be Hasbro, because you know that's all I look for. I'm trying to think, but yeah, that's pretty much all I look for.
Yeah, so once you get that part down, it's really just the last four digits that you need to memorize walking into the store.
So we'll definitely keep an eye out. Follow us on Facebook or on Twitter to know when all of those hit stores.
Well, that's our show for this week. I think we're done with vacation for a while. The only thing we've got coming up, Arnie, is New York Comic Con.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a couple weeks away. We're going to have one more show between now and then our show covering New York Comic Con. Looks like it's going to be an exciting time. Really, my biggest thing about New York Comic Con is the past couple of years, Hasbro has had a preview night and shown off some new toys there. Last time, that was when we saw all the Winter Soldier toys and the Amazing Spider-Man 2 toys in person for the first time. Maybe Avengers 2 toys, possibly?
Yeah, it'd be about the right time.
That would be pretty awesome. Although I gotta say, if they don't release a trailer, they won't show us the toys.
That's true.
But yeah, New York Comic Con, so much going on. If you're going to be there, drop us a line. And we talked at Wizard World to those guys at the 3D Plus Me booth. They were the ones we got the MODOK and Iron Man scans for at Comic Con. They said they might have a new body at Wizard World. We went, they didn't even have MODOK at Wizard World. It was back to Black Widow, Cap, and Iron Man. I almost got my head on a Black Widow body. Still thinking that could be funny. Don't know if it's $85 funny, but it's...
We'll kickstart it. Marjorie, let's start a page.
I think so. Yeah, I think we need to make this happen.
Yeah, we can get 85 people think it's a dollar funny.
I was hoping they'd have a new body that I'd really want so that I could say, hey, because when you scan your head, they can show it to you on different bodies. I'm like, show it to me on Black Widow. That I could just camera phone photo and get a laugh and then buy something else.
But there you go.
They said they might have a new character available at New York Comic Con. And I got excited because Jeff posted on our Facebook page, they're now coming articulated?
Would you call Titan figures articulated? Well, I mean, technically, yes.
Can I call them retarticulated?
Yes, you can. And you can trademark that and send it in because that's awesome. Trademark property of Marvelicious Toys 2014. Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like they're trying to do this at a... Well, maybe it's just Hasbro wanting to get in on the game, you know, because they have bodies that they can put heads on. And I bet you it's... You know how the statues that you get still are kind of that gritty, not that soft of plastic?
It's very sandy feeling to me.
Sandy, there you go. I bet you it's that literally stuck on the shiny, hard plastic of a Titan body. I bet you it's not going to match. It's going to look weird.
The picture on the site has a little blonde boy holding up a figure that looks nothing like him, to the point that somebody on our Facebook page thought that was Ellen DeGeneres Iron Man.
I thought it was Jeff Daniels.
Oh, I'll tell you. I thought about driving to Chicago to get one of these. They only did it for 1 week. If you're listening to this, you have 3 more days. If you're in Glen Burnie, Maryland, Syracuse, New Jersey, Valley Stream, New York, Porter Ranch, California, San Jose, California, Orland Hills, Illinois, otherwise known as Chicago, Orlando, specifically Turkey Lake, Florida, Miami Airport, Florida. I don't think they mean in the airport. Rogers, Arkansas. One of these things is not like the other.
You know what Rogers, Arkansas is? I think that's near the
home base of
Martinville, yeah.
Yeah. And Deer Park, Texas, or Sam's Club in Los Angeles or Atlanta. You could do this through the 28th.
Sounds like a test marketing thing. If it goes well there, I bet you they take it wider.
But now I'm hoping they just do this at New York Comic Con. I mean, 3D Plus Me is going to be there. Save me a 10-hour round-trip drive.
You're hoping? I mean, do you really want to do this? Hope might be a strong word. It would be convenient if they were there and you could see the quality. But why stop there? If this really is what I think it is and it's them just popping a 3D printed head on a Titan body, why not offer the whole line of Titan figures for this? If this goes well for them, I can see that opening up really quickly because, you know, we didn't talk about it, but just... Another set of things that have hit stores lately is a whole new slew of Titan figures.
It's almost hard for me to resist all the Spider-Man.
Yeah, and there's a Doctor Doom there that I thought you might pick up, and there's 1,000 different Spider-Man.
I mean, Spider-Man 2099, Miles Morales Spider-Man, Silver Spider-Man. I'm still passing on them all, mind you. If they made a Howard the Duck Titan, though, I'd be in.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they would do that, but...
They made a Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah. This might be the longest we've gone after already signing off.
Oh, I haven't edited us yet. Well, we will report back from that from New York Comic Con, but that's in about 3 weeks. We will be back in 2 weeks. We're getting back in the holiday schedule. We've got so much more to talk about than we could in one show. Now that we're back, we'll get back in the photo studio. We've got some hot toys to review. We've got some cold toys to review.
I'm gonna cut you off right there. So all that and more on the next Marvelicious Toys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, MarveliciousToys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade toys in the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at MarveliciousToys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds, as well as product reviews, on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4. That's 803-627-8354. Or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@MarveliciousToys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Marvelicious Podcast Video Enhancement by Andrew, Daryl, Josh, and Barrett. Marvelicious Website Design by Jason. Graphic Design by Justin. Photo Editing by Curtis and Jeff. Announcements by Brock. If you also like Star Wars, Star Wars collecting is covered at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at swactionnews.com. If you want to hear reviews of every movie ever based on Marvel Comics, check out those reviews and hundreds more on the Now Playing Podcast at nowplayingpodcast.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2014, all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
So testing.
I think it should be, I can't believe you let him eat you like that. Because it's what Howard said in Guardians of the Galaxy, and we're going to talk about your cake.
That just sounds dirtier than anything I could have come up with.
It does.
And I feel like that's like going to reflect poorly on me and Arnie.
That's true.
I don't want to be either he in that situation.
Nor do I want to be the you.
Hello and welcome to the next issue of Marvelicious Toys. I'm Marjorie.
I think it's just this issue. It's not the next issue. Okay.
It's been a while. I've been pickled for a while. I've killed some brain cells. Hello and welcome. Okay. And I'm sober.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't think any of our dogs will fit in this Thor costume because it starts at a medium.
No, there's a small.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
Oh, there it is. Who the hell puts this in alphabetical order? Who the hell puts sizes M, S, XL? Algorithm.
I think it's the dog. He did it.
All right, I can't be mad at a beagle.
No, you can't. How can you be mad at a beagle?
Apparently I have some dogs barking.
Also, don't ever Google Sebastian Stan topless. I'm just warning you guys now.
Now Arnie has questions.
So, Justin, when you try to go to Amazon UK, is it kind of like Beatrice from the insurance commercials?
How so?
Have you ever seen those?
Which one is she?
She's the old lady using Facebook and posting things to her wall.
Oh, that's not how this works. Yes. That's not how any of this works.
I unfriend you.
Yeah, I just go to Amazon and then I look for what I'm looking for, like, you know, X-Men DVD, and then I just put UK behind it, right?
Yes, that's exactly it.
I thought so.
It'll tell you the aisle location. If it's in the back room, it'll tell you it's in the back room. Now,
she said back room, not if it's in the bathroom.
I said back room. The stock room.
This. Gazoo night. Is that it?
No. They always come in threes.
See, now I'm the Costanza. Well, I noticed he wasn't going to open his mouth. What if she's a multiple sneezer?
I'm glad that other people call him Spider-Man.
Spider-Man Phil, Spider-Man.
attorney at law.
I'm going to cut you off right there. So all that and more on the next Marvelicious Toys.
Nice.
Before you get any punnier.
Gary Shandling is awesome. I can still sing the theme song to the Gary Shandling Show.
This is the theme to Gary Show. This is the theme, to Gary Show.
Gary called me up and asked me if I write a theme song. I'm almost halfway finished. How do you like it so far? How do you like the theme to Gary Show?
We differ on the words, but yes.
This is the part where we start to whistle.
Yes.
I always could never. I can't whistle. It's a great secret. It's no longer a secret, but I can't whistle.
That was the theme to Gary Shandling Show. Ba-da-ba-da.